Tell me about kuku sabzi.
Oh, kuku sabzi. So kuku sabzi, kuku is just sort of the Persian word. The closest thing would be a frittata. Mm. But typically kukus, as I know them, are much less eggy and much richer in whatever the element is that you're putting in there. Mm. So the most classic kuku is kuku sabzi, the herb kuku. And I always teach people, I'm like, okay, take your typical sort of ratio of eggs to filling that you might know in a like a tortilla espanol or in a frittata,
yeah,
and you reverse it. So
oh,
it's
cool.
Like a fried pie of herbs and greens. So the way that I'll do it, I mean, it's also a great way to just use up whatever you've got. The other thing that we use all of in Iranian cooking is the leek. You could do onion if you wanted. My mom always did leek. My little, like, you know, Northern California touch is I'll do green garlic,
okay,
and I'll stew that in there. And then I take herb after herb after herb that I've chopped as finely as I possibly can. I sizzle everything and I cook it down and my house starts to smell so fragrant and alive and vibrant. And you kind of have this moment where the smell in your house is transforming from all the herbs you just chopped. And then I sort of drain everything and I squeeze all the water out. And so then I have this incredible amount of cooked herbs. And at the beginning, it was maybe 8 bunches of herbs. And
oh,
at
wow.
the end, it might just be 1 8-inch frittata.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so it's just this incredibly nutritious and delicious thing. And because the herbs on the outside, really of the outside of the kuku, my mom always cooked everything really dark, which I love. And so she would very nearly burn the outside. And they would just caramelize. The herbs caramelized. And so the outside of the kuku is my favorite part. It turns into this like sweet cake.
Oh, wow.
And so that sweetness is really nicely balanced by a few pickles or a dollop of yogurt or some feta cheese. And so you can eat your kuku warm, or I really like it room temperature or even cold. Like I would have kuku sandwiches with feta and pickles for lunch.
Oh, that sounds so
yeah.
good.
Yeah, it's so good.
I am green with envy.